Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And we have great days ahead of us because our captain and commander and savior and Lord is Jesus. And he works with the Holy Spirit and does the will of the Father 100% of the time. And as he is, so are we in this world. And it is my goal to perfectly do the will of my Father through Jesus Christ as well. You know, people say perfection is not possible. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the secret. Don't do it in your strength, do it in his. He'll strengthen you. Everything I do, you know, there are some things I know I haven't mastered, but I will. And the reason I will, sometimes I deal with the things that's most relevant, and then I get to things that I want to change in my life. There are things I do want to change and make better. And there's so much room for improvement. But perfection is in Christ. We can do a perfect work. We may not be the wisest, we may not be the most knowledgeable, but God knows all things. And he can guide us into all truth, and we can cooperate. And we learn slow, we learn over time. So if you're continually learning the Word of God, putting the Word of God in your heart, you're receiving the Word, and you'll believe it, and then you'll act on it, and we live by faith. The just shall live by his faith. That's how we get it. We receive the word, just like Joshua, day and night, that we may be able to do all of God's will. When I stand before my King, my Savior, my friend, my commander, I think about that now because that day is approaching. And one day we'll see each other eye to eye, and I want to know that I've done all I could possibly do, because people are dying. You know, when people are dying and they're missing out, a lot of people used to wish that the Lord would have came in 1977. Well, if he had come in 1982, I would have been looking at the sky left behind. I got saved in 1983, almost in May of 83. If he had come in a day before the day I got saved, I'd have been wishing I would have been wondering what was going on. But now I'm in him. And I don't have to be judged with the world. I want to live in him. He saved my life. He saved my future. He gave me a future. I was headed the wrong way. He helped me get off that broad road, get on the narrow path. And that's what I want to stick with. And I desire that for others. There are so many wonderful people that would love salvation. And, you know, I want it to be on earth as it is in heaven. That's my will, just like it's God's will. And that Antichrist, he don't bother me. He has his job is to destroy what's not of God. He hates humanity, but I want to snatch every soul I can out of his path. There are people, they are foolishly bringing him to power. He don't deserve nothing. There are people foolishly bringing him to power through their desires, through their false desires. He controls society with their false desires. They make him their king, but he's not my king. The Antichrist is not. He's the Antichrist. He's against Christ, and he's trying to be in place of Christ, and he can't. He's lost. And all he's doing is setting people up for the kill that believe his nasty words. But since I can't kill him, and he's going to do what he does, I want to get people out of his path. And I'll never serve him. I'll never go down in history bowing my knee to something like that. I hate his ways. I hate everything about Satan. He should have stayed Lucifer, but he didn't. And the false prophet, all the religions in the world that man came up with means nothing. It's just a death trap. That's all it is. It's worthless, a worthless death trap. Something that, a tool of Satan. That's all it is. Every one of them. They're no good. And I'm not afraid to say it. Because I love the Lord my God and my King. The Lord is my King. See, the things of God is pure. They're pure. All the things of God is pure and it's lovely. God loves us. He cares about us in every way of life. Every way of life, he cares about us. Satan hates everything about you. If you stood next to him, you could detect that he hates everything about you. He's jealous of you. He hates you. He hates God. He's bitter. This is what sin will do to anybody that don't do anything about it. People don't know what sin will do and how corrupt it will cause them to be. And people can know, they know better, but they do what they want. That's the problem. They have sinful appetites and they don't do anything. If you don't do anything about it, it will consume you. Just like leaven put in a barrel of flour will turn the whole thing to leaven. And it's corrosive. It's corrosive. It's if there's a scripture. The Lord told a man of God to go and ask the priest if he took. I want to get it right. If a priest touched something that was unclean, would it be unclean? And would it be clean? He said no. And if something unclean touches something clean, would it be unclean? And he said yes. Leaven is corrosive. It corrupts. And it works in stages over time. Think about it. The Lord had to cut our teeth. He said, the day you eat off that tree, you shall surely die. He couldn't live 1,000. Adam couldn't live, make 1,000 years because he ate off that tree. He lived to be 930 years. He was 70 years shy of a day. 1,000 years is like a day to God. No man never made after Adam, born of Adam, made live that long. No man. Now, this is why I say that. Sin will corrupt over time. By the time God had to do the flood of Noah, man's thoughts were only evil continually. When those stupid giants, the fallen angels, married the daughters of men, the hybrids, the children were giants, and they were evil. And they don't get saved. They don't want to be saved. They're like Goliath. They hate God. They hate everything about God. Those are the demons we fight now. Now, the enemy was trying to stop Christ from coming. But the sin and the corruption was so bad that men and hybrids, the giants, they were evil. God only found Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. Everything else was all messed up. So as you go forward in the things of God, doing God's perfect will, you're breaking through. You're destroying. You're putting. The word of God is more powerful. corruption will cause you to be unclean, but if you touch something corrupt, it won't become clean. But our life, the life of God, is more, much more powerful than the evil works of darkness. It's much more powerful than the will of Satan. It's more powerful. It's substance. It has foundation. And it gives you, when you study the Word of God, when you receive it in your heart, it gives you the courage, the power, the emotion, everything you need to destroy darkness and drive it out of your life. And don't fear it, because fear attaches your life to Satan. It's a driver. It drives you right back to the broad road. When you love God and you drive the things of darkness out of your life, you're free to live. You can bring heaven on earth. We're more powerful. And the weapons of our warfare are much more exponentially, in a multiplied way, more powerful than natural weapons. Some people don't feel safe unless they got a gun in their hand. Well, the gun can only shoot a bullet and it can only kill a man. But the weapons of our warfare can change the facts on the ground. We can stop wars. We can get a man's soul. We can change, we can preach the gospel. We can shut Satan down, tell Satan he can't interfere. Minister the gospel to people. It'll get in their heart, and they'll change, and they won't shoot anybody. They won't kill anybody. They'll get off drugs. They'll stop prostitution in their life. They'll stop watching pornography. The weapons of our warfare can stop. When a man gets so stoked with pornography, he can become a rapist. But if he drives it out of his heart, he can be a preacher. How many people have done things that's evil and then they broke through? When they heard the word, it meant something to them. They received it and they walked out of the world onto the narrow path, and they won't have it any other way. Satan can't talk everybody into hell. Just people that won't hear God, that don't want to hear God. Once they get to that point, he basically got them. If you don't have appetite for the things of God and you're doing things that's corrupt, then it changes everything. You'll cut the rope. Anything that pulls you to God, you'll cut it. You'll sever it. When you see the people of God that can tell you life, you hate it. You don't want to hear them. You start looking for excuses when the word of God pricks your heart. But when you have the love of God in you, you resist everything of the world. You have the strength. You have the power. You have the appetite for what's right. So important. So important. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Who strengthens us? If you're not weak enough, it means nothing. You can be strengthened at any time, at any moment. And you can do God's work. Can do his perfect will. You can restore things that's dying. You don't have to be like others who give in. And I refuse to be like people who give in. When other people don't want to grow, I want to grow. I'm going to grow. And that's just how it is. I don't like doing things the wrong way. I don't like what happens to people when they allow the enemy to have free course in their life. I want everything of God to be alive in me. Every word he say, everything I can grasp, I want it. You know, when you love God, you can do some things that you normally couldn't do. When you love God, you can do things that can't be done. And when you care about the things of God, when you worship him, worship causes your faith to be exponential. God is looking for sincerity, and when he finds it, man, he can work with a sincere man. He can do something with a sincere man or woman. He can do something with a sincere child. but with those that love the world, not so much. Those that care about the things of the world, no. He's limited again. Things of the world, too many limitations. But the things of God, God has reason. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue the mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.